You're listening to The Monster Masher.
Welcome back to the Monster Mashers podcast. If you've ever ordered an entire pound of Warheads candy on Amazon, welcome home. I'm your boy Candy Andy.
And I'm Crystal.
I'm Christopher Catastrophe.
This is Kai Mitris from the Grave Raver podcast. What's up, y'all?
Yo. So I actually did do that today.
What kind did you get?
An assortment. I was talking to this guy at work about just like old school candy, and I was like, some Warheads. And I looked it up, and you can get pretty much like a couple packs for like $10, or you can get a whole pound for $10. So I was like,
oh shit,
I'm getting a whole pound for $10 fucking dollars.
Is it like a mix though?
Yeah, it is. It's all of them. So I remembered like the watermelon and like the black cherry flavor, and I was like, holy fucking
shit. That black cherry was the shit.
Oh my God.
For me, it was always the lemon ones.
Yeah, those are good too.
Those are the fire ones. I love lemon candy anyways. So.
Yeah, so we're going to have like a ton of that. Plus, I didn't even realize it, but Cream Savers came back.
Yeah, dude, I bought those in Bahamas. I'm not kidding. I haven't seen them in fucking years. And when I go to the Bahamas, I see them in this candy shop. And I was like, oh my God, I have to get these. They were $5 for a small thing of it. And I was like, I don't care.
Did you get like the rolls of them?
Yeah, it was a roll for $5.
So I got for $10, I got 4 bags.
Damn.
So, that's awesome. Yeah,
what flavor was it?
Oh, the strawberry. The best.
It's strawberry and it's peach. So we got 2 bags of each.
Hell yeah, dude.
Yeah. You remember
they
peach
had,
ones?
No, I remember strawberry and orange.
Wasn't there a chocolate one too?
There was a chocolate one.
Yeah.
It was like chocolate and caramel.
Yep.
Caramel. I'm kind of thinking about ordering some root beer barrels too. Just mix it
you
up.
You don't want those.
They're delicious.
It's going to make all your other candy just like root beer.
That's true. Yeah. Because I'm going to put them in a jar or something. You know, I have to. It's just my obligation as a candy consumer.
How old did you turn?
Well, 13 and a half. No, dude. Like, I mean,
I can't do the Warheads.
Oh, Warheads are so
they're sour, but that's one of the things that brings you fucking back. You're like, I just want to like just sit at home and play these video games and eat old school candy.
It just makes my eyes water and my cheeks pucker.
It could be the sunshine coming out and I'm getting more of that vitamin D, and I'm just like, I'm just feeling good, and I'm just like, oh, nostalgia, baby.
Yeah.
God.
I feel that.
I would put my Warheads in like water or something just to get the sour off.
That's not a bad idea because
I did that.
No,
that's hilarious.
Anthony, if you really want nostalgia, I'll go down there by that card shop and put on a red wig and I'll just sweat. I'll just sweat in front of you.
That guy actually died. He had some kind of rare skin condition. I think it killed him.
Well, it's probably caused him to sweat a whole bunch. He probably died from oversweating because he was so sweaty all the time.
I think his other brother owns a car lot by the mall. But he used to talk like this. He said, "Your kids want some free candy." And I was like, "Fuck yeah, bro!" Yeah.
He said, "Free candy."
Yeah, they were cool as fuck, though.
What kind of candy?
I don't know. I always felt that guy was like looking down on me. He was like, "What's your favorite Pokemon card?" And I'd be like, "I like Bulbasaur." And he gave me this look like, "Yeah, Bulbasaur, shit, you fucking idiot."
He's like, "We've got 12 of them on the display, guys."
What was that, Chris? Do it again.
Like, Bulbasaur, shit, you little idiot.
But, yeah, so I just...
But he did some of these werewolf cards that had boobs on them.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
He did. Yeah. He was rooting for you then.
Yeah. You know what's fucked up? Is that place is untouched to this day. You can kind of peek through the window. He's got, like... I don't know if he's got Magic the Gathering or Pokemon cards, which I'm pretty sure he's still got Pokemon cards in there. But you can look, and he's just got boxes upon boxes of old sports cards. And the guy that owns the place has just never went in there. So, dude, there may be, like, thousands of dollars worth of old cards in there.
Well, why don't you go to the guy's dealership and say,
Well, he doesn't own it. It's whoever owns the building.
Well, I know. Oh, we'll find out.
Yeah, but I want to be like, hey, man, I'll clean up the building for free for you. But, like, you know, I get to keep everything.
What you should do is you should make a Facebook page claiming to be a Parker City exterminator and then get a bunch of roaches and set them free in there and then be like, you know what, I'll do this for you for real cheap. And then he'll pay you. And when you're in there, then you take the cards.
That is wild.
But then you have to worry about roaches coming back to your house.
Oh,
worth it for $100,000. But like, there's a back door to this place, though. What? And if I was a criminal, I would break in, but I'm fucking not. So I need to befriend a criminal and get cards.
Why would you befriend a criminal? Because then you would be buying stolen property.
No, I wouldn't.
Yes,
I wouldn't
you buy would.
It.
No,
I'd be gifted stolen property.
Yeah, and then you can still go to prison for that.
Not if I'm gifted, I'd say.
Not if somebody doesn't snitch.
He dropped it off. I'm like, yeah, Crystal.
Who's snitching?
You're telling. You're telling today. Like, let it be known on this day, God said, you will be smited.
No cranking.
For going in and trying to steal some fucking Pokemon cards.
Speaking of God, I got a little story. So I think, and that really has nothing to do with God, but we may be going to hell for this. So I work on around the campus area, and we were in the company car today, or company van. Me and this guy I was with, and we drove past these girls. They were like holding up a sign, and we were like, oh, what's the sign say? And it said, honk if you love women. So they were like, because it's like National Women's Month, right?
Yeah.
Women's Month. So we were like, okay, cool. Went to go honk the horn. Didn't fucking work. So we drove past them. We're like, fuck, we've kind of put our heads down. And on the way back, we had to go past them again. And they said, hey, and they said our company name. They're like, why aren't you honking the horn? And we were like, it's fucking broken. And they're like, yeah, right. So that was a bad time. I tried to drive past them again so I could honk in my car, but they weren't there.
Damn. You should just roll the runway. Honk, honk.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Yeah, I should have got my phone and made some honking noises.
Yeah.
That is hilarious. I know. What?
Too bad, I guess.
Technology these days, and we couldn't think of a way to honk.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be calling my on-call phone.
You know what you could have did is like put your hand out and went honk, honk, honk.
I need to go buy one of those hand horns like a clown has and just like,
what
just,
are those
just in
called?
Case.
Air horns?
Horns? Oh, just like a horn.
Air horns is what you said, right?
Well, I was thinking of like the thing.
Yeah, but I mean, it's pretty much the same thing. That's a better idea.
Yeah. It's damn. Loud as shit.
I
too,
think you
so.
Can just get those like in bulk.
What, yep. Air horns?
Off Amazon.
Yeah, I'm sure you could.
Don't tempt me.
Yeah, maybe they have. Yeah, like you're banned from ordering off of Amazon. God
I
damn.
I did order like $25 worth of candy today. So.
Watch this candy like roll up on the front porch and it's like 15 boxes.
And watch it all be expired by 5
yeah.
years.
Oh God, I hope not. Dude, I've gotten like warheads before. They were in like, I can't remember what, last time we got them, I can't remember where they were, but they were like half fucking melted in the package.
Oh no.
And it's hard, how hard is it to melt a fucking warhead? Like where the fuck were these candy?
It,
like,
it could just be them being old, man. Like that's the only thing that really kills really sugary stuff like that is moisture.
True.
Oh.
Well, it's from Amazon, so if it's the date's fucked, I'm gonna send them back.
It's really moist in the rainforest.
Hopefully, they're not from the fucking rainforest. I guess. Yeah, oh wait, I got your joke. The Amazon. Oh shit. God damn it. Oh fuck.
That was a good one, Chris. Props to you.
I was gonna ask how your weeks were, but it's only been 3 days, 2 days, 3 days,
that's
right?
Okay.
Since the last time we recorded.
That's okay.
But you don't know that out there.
No.
What?
You guys don't know. You
anybody
know nothing
done
about our time
so far?
I've just been working. And
yeah.
That's kind of been it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Same. Yeah.
I got nothing. Honestly, I just work. Just, I've been walking every day.
Yep. Good. Because
the
weather's
nice.
Nice
outside.
Yeah.
So Cooper's been loving it.
Ooh.
And so.
Pet that dog.
Oh, yeah. I pet that dog. But yesterday, so like he pooped 4 times while we're on a walk. He gets so damn excited when we go on a walk. He just poops.
Huck does not.
Oh, poop! Cooper loves pooping.
Cooper's a pooper, dude.
Yeah, that's what we call him, Cooper Pooper.
Do you carry the bags?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you like just hang on to them? Do you put them in your pocket?
So if I'm in a neighborhood, I'll pick them up in the bag and then throw them in somebody's trash can.
Oh, okay.
Without them knowing. Then I'll walk faster. If I'm at the park, I'll walk. Like there's like this circle thing that we walk around. I'll pick it up at the park and then throw it at the trash can once I make my second loop. But it always sucks. You feel the warmth of the poo and you just go, I do not want to do this. But that's a part of being a good citizen, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Huck is not a dog. He's not a walker pooper. He's not a pooper walker.
That's so funny.
I like it, though. It's great.
Yeah.
We can walk for like a good solid 30, 40 minutes. Dog is not shitting. He will wait until we come home and he's like, give me my treat. Woman, let me out. And then he'll go and he'll shit in the backyard.
Cooper will
pees
much rather.
All the time, though.
Oh, yeah. Cooper will poop anywhere else but the yard. Sometimes really? I like walk them down and just let them poop in the neighbor's yard and then walk away real fast.
What happened to being a good citizen?
Those neighbors suck. I don't care.
Dude, that reminded me of something else that happened today. So we're working in this house. We're remodeling the upstairs unit. And I guess it's in the little apartment or whatever. But anyways, this guy next door was playing guitar when we pulled up. So we went upstairs, set the speaker right by the window, opened the windows, and played that old fucking Harry Roy, My Girl's Pussy song.
Oh, yeah.
God.
Yeah, dude. Oh, he was fucking losing it. He was cracking up so bad.
The guy was?
Yeah. Dude, we open all the windows up, and we just scream shit, dude. And I went outside when one of the guys was yelling just to see how loud it was. You can hear that shit from like a fucking block away, dude.
Damn.
Are the guys yelling, or are you participating in that?
No, it's just me and the other guy. Like, we're yelling. Yeah.
You're participating in that?
Yeah.
What kind of things do you yell?
We just like, we'll like play songs and we'll just like opera sing to it and shit like that. Or we'll just.
That is fucked up.
Why?
That is fucked up. You know why? You know why? That's fucked why? Up. Because you give me so much shit for yelling out the fucking windows and now you just outed yourself.
Dang.
Fuck you.
Well, here's the thing. That's not very nice for one. But for two, like if you do it and someone gives you shit, I have to beat their ass. If someone does it to him, this guy's like four stories tall, so he can kick their ass for me.
You do not have to kick anybody's ass.
But I do.
No, you don't.
That's a discussion for another podcast episode. So, yeah.
That's crazy. I can't believe you.
I mean, I can see the advantage of it. Like, if someone's going to come up and try to, like, steal their tool or something like that, they'll get kind of close and be like, I don't know what the fuck's going on up there, but this is not worth it. I'm going home.
Yeah. See, I'm just saying.
But we're not yelling stuff at people. We're, like, just yelling, and they just so happen to hear us a block away.
Okay, yeah. But if I'm yelling shit out the window, it's not at
people. It's the setting, though, because it's, like, it's a bunch of college kids, so who fucking cares? You'd have a great time up there. I'm telling you, it's good.
I would have a great time in our fucking neighborhood, man.
We have to live here, though.
Yeah, I think our neighbors would love that shit.
Probably
especially
not.
These ones back here. Man, I cannot wait to show him.
Oh, yeah. I know you're talking about.
Yeah. Every inside fucking joke. Morning, every fucking morning, that window or that light is shining directly in my eyes. Their back porch window or light in my eyes. And then their fucking dog is such a loud ass barker.
Yeah,
Bob Borker.
And I'm like, nah. And it ain't, it's like a yip.
And she's like, nah.
Mm-mm.
And she's like, mm-mm. She's not here for it.
Anyway.
What you ought to do is you ought to like, you know, get their address and then call the power company and let them know that you'd like to shut off your service. And that light won't shine in your eyes anymore.
That's a pretty good idea, man.
Do you, but don't you have to have like your social security number or some shit like that?
Oh, probably not. Just be a huge bitch and they'll just do it just to get you off the phone.
You think
that
so?
That too.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's actually not a bad thought, honestly.
Shit.
Or go steal their electric bill in the mail. Mm-hmm. Just like sift through their mail until you find their electric bill and then take it.
Do you get your electric bill mailed to you? Because I don't.
I used to. I just recently signed up for e-statements. That's so weird. I just brought this up earlier at work. I hate it because I don't see how much my electric bill is anymore. Like I go, oh yeah, I got to pay that. And now I'm like, oh shit, did I pay that this month?
Mm-hmm.
So now I don't get paper statements anymore.
Do you just sign up for like the auto pay? Because that's what
I
do.
No, because I don't have I have too much anxiety for that. I ain't going to have the money yeah. in my account for that. Are you kidding me? So I'd like to just go on there and check and go, whoops, I forgot.
Uh-oh, done fucked up. All right, let's get cracking on this topic here. So we are back with the urban legends in the great state of Indiana.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Indiana.
The Hoosier State, home of
basketball.
Michael Jackson.
There
and
is
basketball.
More than corn in Indiana.
There's a race where they go in a big circle.
So. Yeah.
And a lot of bridge. A lot of fucked up bridges.
A lot of bridges.
Have you guys been to the Indianapolis Motor Speedway?
No. I have not.
I have multiple times. Yeah. It's all right.
Nope. Is that it?
Yep.
Yeah, cool story. That's a good urban legend, dude.
Now, there's a reason for all these haunted bridges. It's
yeah.
that Hoosiers are notoriously afraid of crossing water. It's also why we're really good at basketball, because we get learn to like run and jump over it.
Shit.
Debunked. Wow. There we go.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is clever.
Where the fuck did Hoosier come from?
Nobody knows.
I know old Jerry's got the Hoosier hog up there, and I can't wait till they open up so I can stick one down my throat hole.
Dang.
Hoosier hog.
Kyle, were you with the Grave Ravers long enough to experience Jerry's up there?
Nope.
No.
Have you ever been to Jerry's?
Nope, I don't even know what it is.
It's an ice cream place.
Oh, one down the road?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, so we usually go up there and just get drunk on fucking hot dogs, so...
Hell yeah, dude. Yeah. We'll get some hot dogs.
It's
a
good time.
I don't go in there anymore because the owner's fucking crazy.
Yeah, that's true.
I believe that.
He bought fodder one day. I seen it.
Yeah.
I seen it.
Yeah. I grabbed the wrong food, and then I came back, and then she was rude to me. And I was like, I don't have to deal with this. I'm leaving, you know?
Yeah.
I didn't even ask for a refund or anything like that. It was like a couple bucks. I was like, whatever. This crazy fucking bitch chased me down in the fucking alley.
Dang.
Trying to force me to, like, take the food with me. And she's you're going to take this. I'm like, no, I'm not. And I just walked away from her.
That is crazy.
Yeah.
She's not the most pleasant. But, dude, it's kind of exciting because, like, our little area, there's been, like, pretty much two places for restaurants that have just been closed down. But they're already set up for it, and people have bought them, and they're starting to actually pop off.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So, yeah, our town's starting to boom. They just built a new park up here. It's a good time.
Heck yeah.
What a fun little time we're having in our little town.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but that's not spooky. We want to hear about fucking spooky. Who wants to go first?
I could go first.
You want to go first? Okay,
so I might be bending the rules. I know we're looking for actual urban legends, but that's this is an urban legend that I heard as a child.
Okay.
Now, I tried to like look it up on the internet to see if there's like anything that was, you know, actually proven or whatever, if there was a true story with it or whatever. And so the one we're going to talk about is called Scabby. So Scabby, I learned from boys club camp. So summer we'd go to this camp and we'd stay the night over there and whatnot every like week. Uh-huh. And it was awesome. So the way we learned about it, you know, we stayed the night and we would go down this dirt road that was next to where like the cabins were and all this stuff. And it'd be like six of us. And we'd all walk down with our, like, counselor or whatever. And he'd go, all right, guys, you know who Scabby is? And we go, no, who's Scabby? And he goes, well, up in these woods, there's a guy that was tortured and burned to death in his house that children caught him on fire because he was molesting them. And so, we're like, 10 years old. I think I was 9. And I'm scared shitless because it's dark out. We only have a flashlight. It's in the country in the middle of nowhere. And so they would tell this story every weekend about this guy named Scabby. And the reason why his name was Scabby is because he would come down to like kill kids, but he would like leave his scabs everywhere. And delicious. I know this sounds bullshit. I know this sounds like the most made up thing ever, but this is what they told us. And it was the scariest thing ever. And like one night, like it was pouring down rain. And I was so scared because I was like, I'm going to die tonight. this is terrible. And so I've always remembered that. Like, you know, I'm freaking 32 years old now, and I still remember this story because it, like, traumatized me as a
child. Daddy's Scabby.
Yeah.
He's dude, coming for you, man.
Right.
Chris, does this sound familiar to anything to you?
No.
Think about it.
Oh, like Cocaine Wolf?
No.
Oh.
Chalky. Remember that?
Chalky wasn't like a monstrous dude, though. He was just a crazy guy.
Yeah, but there was a rumor that it was this house that was right next to my cousin's house. They said the house got burnt down, right? Because he was molesting kids.
Uh-huh.
He wasn't Scabby, but that's the same thing. That's like,
pretty wild. Well, I mean, like, I feel some similarities to Freddy Krueger with this.
True. Yes, absolutely.
But at the same time, like, this was like something where, like, we're in the woods. This guy's house was up in the woods and all that stuff. So it was super wild, especially in that time period.
Yeah, that unlocked a core memory because I totally forgot about that.
Did anybody ever encounter Scabby or tell you that they encountered Scabby?
I mean, all the counselors always said they encountered him, right?
Really?
So, okay. But of course, nobody like actually encountered him.
So they would be covered in his scabs?
Like he would leave scabs all over it because it was his burnt flesh like falling off and stuff.
If I was one of those counselors, I'd be like leaving little bits of beef jerky.
Right? Yeah, yeah, dude. It's just crazy.
Beef jerky.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it looks good scabs.
Enough. Yeah. They didn't take it that far, but I don't know. I just always like, you know, you think urban legends and what urban legend is to me is a folklore story it's been passed down to so many people. Mm-hmm. And no matter if it's quote unquote true or not, like that's what an urban legend
is. And you know what's funny? Because most of our listeners are obviously in Indiana, so there's probably likely to be at least one person that's probably heard that story.
Dude, I hope so. I hope that I probably went to Boys Club camp with them and they heard the same story. And yeah. I would love to know that.
That's a deep cut right there. I like that.
So I went a little off the books.
No, dude, totally fine. I like that.
Really cool.
Yeah.
That was good. Chris, you want to go?
Yeah. The first one I'm going to talk about is the Screaming Bridge. Okay, the Avon Bridge along 625 East in Avon is known by locals as Screaming Bridge. It was built in 1906. It's said to have a lot of dark history to blame for it being haunted. According to a legend, a young worker fell to his death during the process of building it. They said that his body was never recovered from the wet concrete, and building continued without delay.
Wet concrete.
And they're building the bridge.
It's a good wet, you know?
Mm-hmm. another tale That's states strange. That there's a young mother, because this was it's like a trestle.
Okay.
There's train tracks on it. That a young mother was up there and a train was coming and she didn't have time to get off. Mm-hmm. So she jumped off the bridge. The mother survived, but her child in her arms did not.
Oh, shit.
So there's a lot of debate over which of these events led to the haunting, but they say that if you go to the bridge at night, you can still hear the screaming.
Damn.
Is this also known as Crybaby Bridge?
It's a very similar story to Crybaby Bridge, for sure.
That's so weird to me. Because I thought about doing Crybaby Bridge, but I was like, oh, everybody knows that. And like, that's crazy that this story is very similar to Crybaby Bridge.
If you're a longtime listener, we did, I believe, early on, we did an urban legend episode. And I think most of those are from Indiana. So you're probably going to hear some repeats.
Yeah, I tried to not pick some that we... Yeah. I was like, I know we've did this. Like, I really wanted to do, like, the Anderson oil squid and, like, the mud mermaids.
Yeah.
How long ago did we do that episode? It wasn't recently, was it?
No, it was a couple years ago, I think.
Yeah, so, I mean, mine are definitely going to repeat, for sure. But they're good. They're goodies.
Crybaby Bridge, there is one everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like in every state.
It's so weird.
You got a bridge, there's going to be a fucking baby throwing a tantrum underneath it.
Either, you know, like it was a teenager that got pregnant and like couldn't handle it and then, you know, gave birth and
or
they jumped.
Like
yeah.
Conservatives who
pushed them off.
The election was rigged and they cried underneath the bridge.
Oh. Yeah, that too. Do you have more on that? Sorry.
Nope.
I'm gonna do 100 Steps Cemetery. I think we've touched on this before.
Yeah,
this one is my sources from the Brazil Times. So 100 Steps Cemetery is located in Cloverland, Indiana, near 700 block of North County Road, 675 West, south of US 40. And it's based off a frightening math problem. So also to make sure if you go to the cemetery, make sure you're I mean, we've went to cemeteries at night, but you can get arrested for that shit. Yeah. So, I mean, be very careful. Also, don't be a dickhead and be respectful to the you know, your surroundings and all that. I know some people won't, but
what you could always do is bring a pair of sunglasses and one of those blind people walking sticks. And then when the police come, just be like, I'm blind. I have no idea if it's day or night.
Or you could just act like you're old and be like, hey, where's my grandson?
Or pretend to be a ghost.
Just be a ghost. They'd be like, fuck, I'm not going in there. It's too spooky. So if you can count 100 steps while walking to the top of the staircase at the cemetery at exactly midnight, the former caretaker will appear and share a vision of your time and manner of death. So you got to be able to count the 100 steps for that.
Got to be able to count to 100. Okay.
Pay attention to your steps if you are not courageous enough to hear the details and choose to run away, because you need 100 to get out alive. Not one less or one more. If you count right, you can escape to change your future. A variation to the legend is that if you try to trick the caretaker, you'll be thrown to the ground by a painful blow and bear the mark of the devil or handprint for days. Apparently, this legend began in the late 1800s when grave robbers obviously were busy in the area and corpses could go missing. Although the cemetery replaced the original steps due to damage, this reporter counted 100 steps to reach the top. but in the daytime, of course, and didn't count while leaving before dark. So, yeah, if you're brave enough to, you know, do all that
take
shit.
All this, so you, take on the steps.
I would actually have a hard time with that, because one of my ADHD things is, like, counting things sequentially.
Uh-huh.
Like, I get fucked up, and I'm like, what number was I on? Did I count that? Was that
shit,
two?
Shit.
I was like, did I count that one, or did I just skip to the next number? And then, like, I'd have to go start over and over and over again. I would need those little clicker things where you can count with.
Yeah.
So speaking of, a little side note, speaking of grave robbers, there's video. It's called Grave Robbing for Morons. Have you guys seen this?
No.
So it's shot, it's a real video. It's shot on VHS tape from the 90s, and somebody found it and uploaded it. It's this guy, he's probably like 17 or 18 years old, and it's him like teaching you how to rob graves and how to like take the heads off the bodies, and he's got a real human skull with like brains inside and shit. Yeah, he's like, it's creepy as hell, because he's like, if you get caught, he's like, you need to have something there to knock him out with, and he's like, if it's necessary and you need to kill him, you're gonna have to kill him. He's like, don't get caught.
That is creepy as
hell.
Is this
on YouTube?
Yeah, I can send it to you guys. I sent it to one of my buddies. But yeah, it's about 20, 30 minutes long, but it's creepy. Wow. The dude's got a real bad stutter too.
Damn.
It's just,
that's creepy.
It's got a badass leather jacket though, but the guy's never been able to identify the guy. So
there are plenty of web sleuths out there that will take that shit on.
I've watched videos, I'm pretty, you know, like they try to debunk it and they can't. Like they say it's legit.
Okay. Let me just say, I have two that I picked and am going to cover. But Kyle, you inspired me.
Okay.
With your little childhood story.
Yeah.
Your little childhood story.
I didn't mean that.
Piece of shit.
I didn't mean it in a shitty way. I remember being told a urban legend by one of my cousins. So we were driving by this field, and I remember my cousin saying, there's a man who stands out in that field with a lantern. Mm. And like, when you told your story, I was just over here Googling and I found the fucking story.
What?
Oh, go ahead.
So I'm going to tell the story.
Okay.
It's called Moody's Light.
Oh.
So this is coming from hauntingsaroundamerica.com. So long ago, in between the towns of Rensselaer and Francisville, Indiana, there was a man with the last name of Moody who owned a piece of land that he had farmed. This area of Indiana is rather secluded. With farming being the main source of income, homes can be fairly spread out around there. One evening, Mr. Moody had a meeting he was to attend in town. He loaded up and headed out after saying goodbye to his wife and children. It wasn't until well after dark when Moody arrived back home. When he did, it said that he encountered a horrific scene. His family dead. All brutally murdered. Immediately, Moody runs looking around for the signs of this murderer, but no one was around. So shortly thereafter, police come. They assess the scene, and it goes into the next day. The police and locals in the community searched everywhere for the signs of who was responsible. Nobody was able to be found. Days turned into weeks and weeks into months, but everything became cold, like I said. Moody made sure to go out with only a lantern as his source of light, searching after the police stopped searching. Never was found. Eventually, the pain and depression of his loss became too much, and one quiet afternoon, he was found hanging in a tree on his property by a concerned neighbor. So, here's what happens. So, it said that in the darkness, you can see a source of light floating in the air, but there is no one said to have been holding a lantern or anything. But then other people have said that they have seen a man walking around with a lantern and a glowing light. But
fucking
he
men
searches.
Just walking around with fucking lanterns like they own the place.
If you look closely in his other hand, he's got a fajita too.
I like that.
What, the fajita?
Yeah.
I do too. He's just hungry. Fajitas are good, dude. Like, oh, yeah. What are you going to do?
But I remember that. story being like told and just being so freaked out.
Yeah.
Cause I was like, shit.
So now
let's go back there. Let's go see.
Right.
Was this place that it originated in? Was this like where you were actually at? Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay. Wow.
Well, wow. Anthony, you've actually been pretty close to there.
Where's that? Is that
this is up north where my family
oh,
lives.
Close to that campground? Mm-hmm. Shit, I did see him. He came out one day when I was in the tent and he said, bro, you got some fucking hot sauce for this fajita? And I said, no, man. And he said, oh, all right.
So that is the story of Moody's Light.
Moody's
all right.
Ass.
Kyle.
That's really funny.
Oh, go ahead.
Because my story is, like, my next urban legend is called... Sorry, I was almost ready.
Moody's Light?
No, it is called the Spook Lane. Hold on.
Whoa.
Oh, Spook Light Hill.
Ooh, okay.
And what it's about, this is very similar. This is very interesting. Mm. So what it's about is that this daughter of this father went mm-hmm. out. This was like 1890, so to speak, according to my sources.
Okay.
Which I wish I screenshotted, but I didn't like take down the actual website. But,
oh, that's okay.
What it was that there's this daughter that went out to go to a friend's house or something, and she ended up getting into a wreck, and her buggy was like destroyed, and she ended up being decapitated. So her father went to go find her, and he could only find her body and not her head. So he took his lantern and like was looking out. But there's a little thing where you could go to Brazil, Indiana.
Mm.
There's three possible locations, according to this source, east of 59 on 1500, which is Coal Bluff Road.
Mm.
And so what you're supposed to do is you're supposed to go on top of the hill and flash your headlights three times,
mm-hmm.
and then on the third time shut them off, and then at the very end of the road you'll see a lantern.
Shit.
So
go ahead, sorry.
No, and I just think that's super interesting that story is very similar to this or urban legend, but it's in like two different parts of Indiana.
But I've also heard that before.
Yeah.
Not that like the daughter gets decapitated in the mm-hmm. buggy shit, but I have heard of like something very similar where this man, if you flash like your headlights like that you'll see a guy standing at the end of the road. And if you're like, you're supposed to turn off your car. And if mm-hmm. you see this man at the end of the road and the light on in his lantern is red, your car's not going to start. But if the light in the lantern is green, your car will start and you can go.
Fuck you if you're colorblind.
Yeah.
didn't we have the story or something, not your story, but something mm-hmm. similar where you got to turn your car off a bunch of times and you got to go out there and change your oil and shit or, you know, stupid steps, change your tires. Like, and then like something happens. Was this on the New Jersey episode, or was this
yeah.
on?
Yeah. Yeah.
It was the boy of Atco.
Yeah. See, so we're going to have it's kind of cool because we're seeing a lot of similarities with urban legends, even like states away with stuff. So it's kind of neat that we,
I think that's what's so cool about it. Cause you could tell it's just like passed down to so many people. And like, it's also just moving around.
Yeah.
To everyone.
Dude, I love urban legends. I feel like we're just sitting here telling each other ghost stories.
Yeah.
Fucking rocks.
I thought about bringing a flashlight and just putting it under my face all the time.
Dude, I love urban legends.
Yeah.
I don't like Keith Urban, but I like urban legends.
I want to talk to you guys about the Culbertson Mansion.
Hot.
In New Albany, Indiana, way down south.
Okay.
Way down yonder, New Albany, Indiana.
Almost Louisville.
Oh, shit.
So down there, you will find the Culbertson Mansion. It was built in 1869 by William Culbertson. It's said that he built the house for his second wife as a wedding gift. That marriage only lasted 13 years before she passed away, and he remarried his second wife, Rebecca. The mansion was one of the first in the area to have indoor restrooms and central heat.
Wow.
Yeah.
It said that during a party, lightning struck the building and killed everyone inside and also started a fire.
Shit.
It said that you can still hear them screaming on stormy nights. In 1933, the mansion was sold to a Dr. Webb. 1 year later, he and his entire family were found dead, their bodies showing evidence of being tortured. It was also discovered that the doctor had been hiding missing patients in the basement and possibly doing experiments on them based on the wounds on their bodies. It said that shadowy figures can be seen moving around the property, lights and faucets turn on and off on their own, and electronic devices are interfered with. Now, each year, they do a haunted house on the grounds for the public to go visit.
Oh, yeah, I want to go to that.
Yeah.
Sounds wild.
That's got a little bit of everything in it.
Yeah.
You got all one to make a trip.
Where'd you say this was? Avon?
No, New Albany.
New Albany, okay.
It's like 3.5 hours away from here.
Oh, yeah, shit. It'd be worth it.
I think we did enough Save the Old Property stuff for this year. She got really exhausting really quick.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds cool as fuck. That's so creepy. All right, so this one, okay, I know we've touched on this one before, 100%, but if you haven't listened, we got a little bit of personal experiences with this. I'm going to touch on Blood Road. Now, I know Chris and I have been to Blood Road. Mm-hmm. I know Chris and I have been to Blood Road. Kyle, have you ever been to Blood Road?
I have never been to Blood Road.
Have you ever heard of Blood Road?
I don't think I have.
Okay, so the story behind Blood Road is it was a farmer. His son would ride in the back of the pickup truck, right? So the kid would always jump out of the back of the pickup truck and like start to run away as like a joke or whatever. And the dad got tired of it. He's like, man, you're going to fucking get hurt one of these times. He's like, so put the kid in the back of the pickup truck and tied a log chain around him. It's like, you're not going to jump out anymore. Well, they go down the road and they hit a bump. Kid falls out, hits the road. Dad doesn't realize it, gets drugged to death. So legend has it that you can see the blood. You go down the road where the bump starts. You can see the bump.
Uh-huh.
There's a trail of blood that leads all the way up to the house. Now, we've all been, and the blood is it's legit. Like, you can actually see it. It looks like it's floating above the road.
And it's only visible when going down the direction they went.
Yeah, you can't go down the other way. If you go down the other way, you can't see it.
Mm-hmm.
It is the most fucked up thing, dude, because it's actually there. And the house it's been torn down since. But Chris and I and a group of friends went to the actual house. We went inside. We had a brand new video camera. And we just put fresh batteries. I believe they're Duracells. Like, they were good ass batteries. Yeah. And we're going to try to catch some EVPs. And so we get inside, and do you remember what happened? Like, I didn't hear anything. I know, like, everybody started freaking out and we started running.
Well, so I think what got us is we were expecting an empty house. We weren't expecting to see like children's toys from like the 70s strewn around the floor. Because another part of the story is like the dad, when he saw what he did, he buried the kid in the basement and he hung himself down there.
Oh, shit.
So it kind of fucked us up right off the bat. So, you know, we opened up our cameras and started to record stuff. Immediately, the camera I was holding locked up, just froze, and the battery just fucking died instantly.
Wow.
And there was other recorders in there that people had left. They were all flipped upside down, and the batteries were out.
That's so crazy. Yeah.
The house didn't have electricity either, and I went past there with a different group of people on a different day, and the lights upstairs were just flickering on and off.
That's so crazy.
Yeah,
that's creepy as shit.
There was no cars there or anything. It wasn't a flashlight. You could tell it was like...
But
they tore it down. You can still see the slab that's there. But like a lot of the neighbors get pissed because there's a couple houses that are kind of close, maybe like half mile down the road, because it's out in the middle of the fucking country. But I can't find it. I can't remember where it's
We've tried to find it multiple times.
So what you have to do is there's that road there in Albany. You have to get off on 700.
Mm-hmm.
And you keep on going, and then 700 you're on will turn into another road. I think it's like 1300 or something like that. And then you're going to come across another 700 intersection.
Yeah.
It's along there, but I don't remember if it's two intersections past that or three, but it's somewhere in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know how the fuck we found it back in the day. But but what's wild is they've paved over the road multiple times, and it still pops up.
That's so crazy.
And
that's so weird.
Well, Chris and I got out and actually looked at it, and it looks like there's... little like I don't know, it looks almost like paint on the rocks. But like there was a person that had a YouTube channel long time ago, and they had like a person, like a professional, and they basically said that you'd have to be going down that road at what, like 300 or 400 miles an hour or something like that with a paintbrush.
I think it was more than that. They were trying, so some people were trying to say that it's like fertilizer or something like that that had spilled, and that's what you're seeing. Mm-hmm. But they, you know, using physics, determined that if it was only going to land on one side of the rocks, they would have been having to go like 600 miles an hour when they dumped it out.
So it's either that or the somebody's hand painting them, which isn't going to make any fucking sense because mm-hmm. it goes on for a while. But
yeah,
it just it looks like blood floating. It looks like ghost blood on the road.
So let me just get it's, out. It makes me want to go find it.
Yeah, we'll have to go, dude. It's fucking yeah. wild.
Each rock. That's crazy. I'm going to cover Devil's Hollow in Fort Wayne, Indiana. So this takes place on Cedar Canyon River Road. The legend here goes that there was an old witch that had lived in this house on top of a hill. And one night, a group of teenagers decided to sneak onto the property. They were curious to find out if she really was a witch. So the teenagers that decided that they were going to sneak onto the property also decided they needed a closer look. So they wanted to get up into the windows. They started peering into the windows, which was nowhere to be found. Turns out she was actually hiding inside of the chimney. How'd she do that? I don't fucking know.
Santa Claus.
Yeah. but she was hiding in the chimney, hoping that this group of kids would leave. And after about several minutes, they were like, all right, nobody's home. One of the kids, smoking, of course, flicks the cigarette onto a pile of dry leaves, causing the house to catch on fire. The only thing that survived that house fire was the chimney. Mm. But the witch was dead. So eventually the area was cleared, and now there is a subdivision that sits on top of this hill. But it said that if you look at the hill just right underneath the right moonlight, you can see the chimney as it once was. Most of the time there are kids that try to come onto this property trying to look to see if they see the witch. Most of the time they're scared off by adults, but sometimes they're scared off because they see a witch. Yeah.
I love a good witch story.
Pretty creepy. Oh, yeah.
See, and boomers yeah. always want to complain about vaping, but like if those kids were vaping, it never would have happened.
Yeah.
That's metal in your lungs.
That's true. That's very, very
I love
true.
A good witch story, man. I feel like we've only done three states so far, but I feel like Indiana's and not trying to be biased, but it's my favorite because it's all spooky stuff. Like a lot of these other states are cryptids or like, you know, mostly it's been cryptids, but yeah. these are good.
It's wild.
Maybe it's because we don't have anything else but scary stuff. Yeah. like spooky ghost stuff. We didn't really dig super far in the other ones, but.
Most of their cryptids are the NASCAR. It scares them away with all the loud noises.
I'm out of here. So I did two. Kyle, you did two, right?
Yep.
Did you guys do three a piece then?
I got more. I got two more.
I know we're out, so.
Yeah.
It's all on you guys.
Yeah. I do have another variation to that story, but I can tell it after you're done.
Oh, go ahead.
Oh, okay. So I was just going to say the other variation of this is that back in the early 1900s, this family had lived in this house on top of the hill that overlooked an old wood bridge that crosses Cedar Creek at the base of this hill. And so this road passes through this curvy area or this wooded area beyond the bridge and that there's said to be fog that just constantly lays over this area. And it said that when there was a man and his wife and their only son who lived on this property, and there was a woman who the wife, when the son went off to war, she would stand out there and hold this light waiting for her son to come home. So she had a lantern and she was just standing there. And so they're saying that now that's who you see on this hill. So there's two little variations of that.
I like the witch way better.
Yeah. That one's cool.
The other one fucking sucks.
We may have talked about this one before, but Dog Face Bridge.
Mm-hmm. I remember this, but I don't remember what it is.
So it's located in San Pierre, Indiana.
Ooh, wee.
The bridge is said to be the site of a tragedy. The legend goes that in the 1950s, a newlywed couple was headed out on their honeymoon. As they crossed the bridge, a dog ran out in front of them.
Shit.
They swerved, trying to avoid hitting the dog, but failed, hit the dog anyways, and then careened over the side of the bridge.
They deserved it.
This resulted in the dog being decapitated, as well as the woman.
Shit.
Now, some stories say the man survived. Some say that he died as well. Mm-hmm. But they all say that they were able to recover the dog's body and the woman's head. But that was it. So the dog's head and the woman's body went missing.
Shit.
And they say that if you go to the bridge, she may appear to you there as a dog-headed woman.
Weird.
That's fucking creepy. I don't know why she'd be naked, but I'm imagining a naked woman with a dog's head.
Well, that's creepy as fuck to me.
Movie idea, Kyle.
It sounds like Mars Attacks. This
And this bitch will chase you.
She get it, bitch, because it's a woman.
Zing!
And if she catches you, she will eat you alive.
Oh. Damn.
Now, the bridge is no longer there. There's just the cement posts that held up the bridge.
Okay.
But people say that if you go there, you can still sometimes see her, like, standing the opposite side of the water that you're on.
Just imagine that, though, like a naked woman with a dog's head barking at you.
Oh. That's really, like, intimidating. It kind of makes me think of... there's this still image from The Beyond, which is a Fulci movie, of this woman standing in the middle of the road with a dog next to her, and her eyes are like all white and stuff. But I'm expecting like that visionary, but with her head being a dog.
That's fucked up, dude. For some reason, it gives me like the pops in my head, the Shining, the OG Shining with the dog guy. Is he a dog? Like they open up the hotel room and that guy's dressed in a dog suit.
Isn't it a bear? The one where
it's a bear. That's what it is. That's fucking creepy as hell, dude.
Yeah.
Now they never said what kind of dog it was, and I know we're probably all imagining like a Rottweiler or like a German Shepherd or something like that.
One of the Australian Shepherd.
But for all we know, this could have been a Chihuahua.
That's what I was gonna say.
It could be a little tiny head on this lady's body.
Even creepier, dude.
That makes it even worse.
Oh,
I don't like this at all.
The last one I want to talk about is one that's local to us. Involves the Ball Brothers.
Balls.
So the Ball Brothers are very famous in Muncie, Indiana, for starting the Ball Factory and Ball State and things like that. A lot of people believe that they started the Ball Factory there due to the proximity of natural gas reserves as well as all the railroads in Muncie. Others don't buy that story. Some believe that the Ball Brothers were actually extraterrestrials stranded on Earth. It is said that they built these factories as a front to buying large amounts of natural gas for use in repairing their damaged spacecraft. Some say they are still alive today in a secret lab underneath their old, still-standing mansions.
That is fucked up.
Occasionally stealing away a passerby for experimentation in their labs.
How many people have gone missing in Muncie, though?
A lot.
Really?
All them children?
You may know their son, Jim Davis. No, it's funny. I'm drinking a Diet Coke right now, and it's got the Ball logo on it, real tiny inside. So.
Yeah.
What?
Stretched out, baby.
The fuck? They're extraterrestrials?
Mm-hmm.
I like that a lot.
That's wild. Get out of here. Weird.
I mean, it makes sense. I mean,
no.
Do you think that the. Who's the people that made the airplane? I can't think of their name.
The Wright brothers?
Yeah. You think the Wright brothers had, like, you know, to go into that, you think they were helping the Ball brothers with the...
Maybe.
The extraterrestrial bullshit?
Because, I mean, the White brothers, the Wright brothers, I don't know. What?
Right.
The White brothers. No, the Wright brothers. museum is in, like, past, it's like LeSantville or something.
Really?
Yeah. It's LeSantville. It's right at the four-way stop next to the Amish market.
I've never heard this.
Yeah. I bet that pisses the Amish people off. They're like, how dare you defy God by flying through the air?
It's really bad enough that we're like talking about aliens and like all this shit in the government. Mm-hmm. Imagine what they're thinking. They're like, it all started.
Yeah. Well, I'm pretty sure the Amish people are completely unaware that we're doing a podcast.
Oh, yeah.
I'm pretty sure the Amish people are the aliens.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
And they think that they're doing the way humans are, but they're not.
They're like, this really sucks. I want to play Game Boy, brother.
I have another one.
Okay.
this is the legend of Black Annie. So this takes place in Boonville, Indiana. So in the 1930s, Annie lived in a home of a wealthy doctor he happened to be the former mayor of Boonville. So Annie is said to have been the maid in this home and ends up perishing in the fire. So she was dressed in all black, including a black veil, and is said to wander up and down the road going up to Pleasant Hill Cemetery. So they call it the Black Annie Walk is what they call it. Parents will also use Black Annie to keep their children in line. So if they start acting up, they're like, Black Annie's coming to get you.
Sounds like a Gucci Mane
rap Gucci song. Mane rap song.
Young Black Annie Walk. Get that Black Annie Walk. To the left, to the right.
The
put that fire in your eye. I don't know. I'm sorry.
In your thigh.
You got that fire in your thigh. There we go. Now we're thinking. Because
you've been doing so many twerking moves.
Squats.
And those squats. So.
So the question I have on that, though, is she was a maid, but she was dressed in all black in a black veil. Where's the black veil come from?
I don't know. That's just what they say. That seems
out of place.
Party City.
Yeah. Maybe they get it all wrong, and she's actually just a bride who got stood up or something. You know, that's what I think about.
She's a dead girl from the Helena music video from My Chemical Romance.
She's an early goth getting married.
Yeah, early goth. she's really ahead of her time. Really ahead of her time. The 1930s. Do you think that they had goth people then? Do you think that flappers were goth people?
I don't know.
Would you consider an executioner being a goth person?
Hell yeah, I would.
They were on all black.
Yeah, but were they around in the 1930s? No.
Yeah.
No, they really?
They just wore white instead.
Oh, because they were shit.
Well, yeah, I mean, technically.
That's very true.
You had to have someone pull the switch, and you had to have somebody do the hangings and stuff back then. So
no, not in the 1930s.
Yeah,
no.
I bet they still hung people in the 1930s somewhere.
Mm-hmm. They definitely did.
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
There's electricity.
Sure. It doesn't matter.
What's electricity have to do with anything?
Well, some places here still do. At least they did up till here recently, did the electric chair and said a lethal injection.
Yeah.
Really?
Better Google it.
Shit. When's the last electric chair execution?
Super recent, actually.
Oh, really? Like last week?
Didn't they give the prisoners options sometimes whether they wanted to be lethally injected or, because I know some prisoners, recently, I don't know how long ago, but they still requested to get shot with the firing squad and stuff. Oh,
okay, so the last person to be executed by electric chair without the choice of an alternative method was Linda Lyon Block on May 10th of 2002 in Alabama.
Wow.
Damn.
So 21 years ago. That's still pretty wild.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
There's different Alabama, you know, embryos being babies and
they're different in Alabama?
Yeah, they just got all sorts of ideas.
What did you say?
About frozen embryos being babies.
Oh, really?
Oh,
is
yeah,
that a thing right now?
That's a law now, yeah. They can't do IVF anymore currently. Because
in Alabama?
Yeah, because they are considering frozen embryos to be a human life.
Are you
That's crazy.
Fucked up?
No, that's for real.
No.
There's all sorts of jokes about it because they're people posting pictures of an egg and they're like, this is my chicken.
Did they put pineapple on pizza though?
Fuck?
What about the pineapple on pizza?
They put the pineapple, just no ham.
They don't put pineapples on there.
Monsters.
They think that the pineapple is a tree.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
This is wild. When did this happen?
Like a month ago or something like that.
Are you fucked up?
No.
Just kidding. He's fucked up.
Why don't I know about this?
I don't know.
Maybe I've just not been doing enough news searching.
We've been watching.
I need to be reading the news.
We've been watching way too much professional wrestling.
Yeah.
And Cold War.
And Cold War recently. Yes. Yeah, very much. Like, yeah. I'm like, hey, tell me all about the history, but don't tell me what happened last month. Like, I'm going to close my eyes to that shit. No, that's fucking wild, man.
Yeah. Yeah. Aww. The conservatives down there are kind of like put themselves into a corner because there's lots of people who want to have babies and IVF's their only option.
Yeah.
And then like the hospitals are refusing to do the IVF because generally you make multiple embryos.
Right.
And then the successful ones, the healthiest ones are the ones that get implanted and while the other ones get destroyed. And they aren't able to do that because it's considered taking a life, essentially, or an abortion.
Do they step on them, though?
Yes. So let me ask, then, if you have your eggs frozen, are you able to take those eggs out of Alabama and use them elsewhere?
I don't know.
I prefer my eggs fried.
Because that's what I would, that's what I would omelets. Recommend.
Yeah.
Over medium or over easy?
Shit.
I like my eggs well done, baby.
No yolk.
No yolk.
I ain't yolking about all that.
So here's a question for you guys to go on, kind of go back a little bit on topic about urban legends. Do you think that there are new urban legends being developed right now?
I think we can start one.
Yeah.
Scabby, dude. We already did.
Yeah.
Well, you didn't start it. You're just carrying the torch.
Yeah.
Yeah, carrying the torch.
But I think it's just kind of interesting. Like, a lot of these are 1950s. Like, the latest one today was 1950s, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And, like, but where's, like, is there not one from the 80s? Is there not one from the 90s? Like, I think that's super interesting that I feel, in my eyes, like, there isn't really urban legends right now.
I think that's missing.
I do have a more recent one that, so my aunt, when I was little, she would take us around and tell us about, like, all the haunted places. And there was this house in the neighborhood where she is like, yeah, there used to be an old lady that lived there. And she didn't go around a lot in her house. And then she, you know, went in to get something out of her back room, not realizing that wasps had made an enormous nest in there. And they stung her to death. And she died. Shit. Now she haunts the place. As a teenager, me and some of my friends snuck in there.
Oh.
And we went to that room, and sure enough, there really was a gigantic wasp nest in there.
Fuck.
Oh. Shit.
And one night, we were in there hanging out and being teenagers. We're the only ones in there. We heard boom, boom, boom. It sounded like someone had dropped a bowling ball down the stairs.
Shit.
That's spooky.
Kyle's scared.
Holy shit,
dude. I did the ram.
But like, I'm yeah. driving home with my lights on.
They've since torn that house down, unfortunately.
Okay. That's creepy. Can I say, what creepypastas? Are those not new urban legends?
Hmm. Oh, that's a good thought.
See,
for sure.
This is what, like, I think a lot of urban legends can, like, okay, so if somebody would have seen the wasp nest in the house, even if they didn't hear all the footsteps, they could have been like, oh, this is probably because of this and made up a story. But I feel like kids nowadays, even like teenagers, they're like, you know, they're all on their phones.
Yeah.
You know, like they don't want to go out and do things and explore. So like, you're not going to have that. Like, whereas like, you know, when we were kids or like, you know, when especially people before us were kids, what the fuck are they going to do? They're like, we're going to go fucking explore and find some shit.
Yeah. Well, I think I would consider this an urban legend. Marble hornets back in the day before like Slender Man really blew up.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know if you guys are in that era, but like, I remember being in high school and like, everybody's like, yo, check out like marble hornets on YouTube. And like, it was this guy that just kind of planned out these like videos that were very Blair Witch-esque.
Mm.
And there was this Slender Man in the middle of the woods that, like, got him. Like, I think if that wouldn't have turned into such a huge property, so to speak, like, I think that would have been considered an urban legend.
Yeah, I think so.
Because Slender, like, Marble Hornets was scary to me. And it was super cool. But I think, and also to digress again, all the backroom stuff,
I guess I would consider
as very urban legends.
It's just in different formats now. Instead of like passed down from word of mouth, it's in like video format.
Yeah.
Right.
And they're getting more creative with it.
Yeah. And I honestly don't really blame the kids for not going out and doing it. Because honestly, most of the time, it's the parents don't let them go out and do
this. Yeah.
I mean, for good reasons. Because like a lot of the parents are people our age.
Yeah.
And we went out there and fucked up shit happened to us from like adults doing shit to us.
Yeah.
It just fucking happened. So we don't want it to happen to them.
Exactly.
But I don't know if it's necessarily the kids' fault.
No,
yeah, I don't think it's necessarily the kids' fault either, but I would say, like, we're just seeing it show up in different ways.
Yeah.
You know,
true.
It's we're sad and maybe we feel like it's a lost art because it's not in the form that we know it mm-hmm. or knew it as.
Right.
Like being told campfire tales and, you know, little things like that. But yeah. I just think it's kind of creepy.
It is.
And these creepypastas or these stories are fucking scary that you find on the internet.
Oh yeah.
And like I think there's like a subreddit like Let's Not Meet or you know whatever and yeah. that's fucking creepy, man. If you've not read
I have not.
It's like people telling stories of being chased mm-hmm. in like the woods or whatever and somebody was like trying to get their attention some way or you know they just passed them in, you know, passing or whatever, if they were hiking and they got this eerie vibe from this person. And so they're just saying like, oh, let's not meet, you know, I don't ever want to meet you again.
Yeah.
It's real creepy, man. Scary shit. Yeah. That's super scary.
Yeah. There's a lot of podcasts out there too, that take, I don't know if they have to ask permission. I'm assuming they do, but they take a lot of creepypastas and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And they'll like read it and kind of turn it into more of like a narrative driven, like short story type thing. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah. Kind of like the subreddit No Sleep.
Yeah. That's
a big one.
Yeah.
I didn't know about that one.
It's a big
that
one.
That's
yeah.
awesome.
Yeah. That's cool.
But
I think these are like modern day urban legends for sure.
Yeah. I think that's a great way to think about it. You know, yeah. that's just something crossed my mind and wanted to see if we knew.
You know, do you guys ever like sit around the campfire now and tell like stories like this to your friends or to like your nieces and nephews?
Or like just random old people taken from the nursing home and let's do that this summer.
That sounds
honestly
awesome.
That sounds like a great idea.
Or just make a fire at the nursing home.
Oh, we just set the nursing home on fire.
And then tell them
the
stories.
And they're like, can I go back in yet? And you're like, not yet, Barbara. They're still putting the fire out.
Don't tell them stories. Just read ingredients off the back of like a cupcake packet or something.
But just like put a scary like voiceover.
High fructose corn syrup. Woo!
Speak to them in Spanish.
32 grams of carbs.
Do you speak to him? Did you say speak to him in Spanish, Chris?
See how mad they get. Yeah.
Oh shit!
They're like, this is America. You better speak up, son.
All right.
Like an old person voice.
Yeah, I know. I've been practicing.
That is hilarious.
Yeah.
I like it.
It makes me like tell ghost stories now around a campfire.
I know. I just got like this real nostalgic vibe. I can't wait for it to get warm in the the weekend.
That's why,
baby.
That's why I fucking love urban legends. It's nostalgic, even if you haven't heard them. It just, you get that little spooky vibe, you know?
Yeah.
It's great, great, great.
I love that shit.
Yeah. Well, Chris, you got some info on the old socials there?
Yeah. Give us a follow on Instagram at Monster Mashers Pod. And if you want to email us and bother me specifically, I think I'm the one that checks
the
email.
You're the only one.
monstermashersrule@gmail.com. And I think that's all our socials. I don't think we're doing anything else on there now.
Yeah, not really. Also, too, we're going to be doing all these states. So if you want to suggest a state or a specific story for a state, hit us up on the Instagram or just use email us, too. Mm-hmm. And we'll check those out, and we'll take that into account, dog. Dog. Yeah. Okay, yeah, so.
What was that? The bridge? It's like Dogface Bridge.
Dogface Bridge.
Crybaby Bridge.
Dogface Bridge. I think that's the most scary one, personally, for me.
I think it's because your imagination's just gone wild.
It's a good, it's a good.
Okay, before we wrap it up, what was the scariest one?
Something gave me the heebie-jeebies a little bit. I think it was Anthony's.
Blood Road?
Yeah.
Oh, it's
I think maybe that was a little creepy just because it was so detailed.
Mm.
Yeah, we've got plenty of personal experiences, but mm-hmm. I think Dogface, that's fucks me up, dude.
Chris,
I think Blood Road, just because we've been there and experienced shit there.
Yeah.
So it's personal.
I think my Moody's Lantern.
Yeah,
that one
just
is
because
it
was just really creepy, and I just remember being freaked out.
Right.
Creepy.
Okay. Well.
All right. Awesome.
Yeah, Kyle, thanks for being with us.
Hey, yeah, thanks, Kyle.
Yeah, yeah, no problem.
What a fun time.
You're a fucking hero, dog. Sheesh. All right. Yeah. All right, guys. Well, we'll see you on the next episode.
See ya.
Peace. Peace. Bye. Peace. Peace.